And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 9th of July. The general synopsis at 1800. High Thames, 1020, slowly moving east, expected German Bight, 1019 by 1800 Thursday. New High, expected Malin, 1019 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra. Variable 2 to 4. Drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Cirra. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east and 2 in west. Fog patches in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic at first, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later in west. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. German Bight, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, North Biscay. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 until later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South Biscay. Variable 3 or less, becoming mainly northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in west and 6 at times in southeast. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly northeast later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Rockall, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Malin and later in Rockall. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Mainly southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Rain then showers, fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 3, 8 miles, 1019, steady. Stornoway, south by west 4, 19 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 4, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northeast by north 2, 11 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 1, 13 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, 22 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 3, mist, 2 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 1, 1019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 2, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, Northwest 2, 5 miles, 1019. St Catherine's Point Automatic, Northwest by West 2, 1019, rising slowly. Jersey, East Northeast 3, 11 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 2, 1019. Scilly Automatic, North by West 2, 11 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Northwest 1, fog, 400 metres, 1020, rising slowly. Aberporth, West Northwest 1, rain, 200 metres, 1020, steady. Valley, north southwest by south 3, mist, 2 miles, 1019, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 2, 6 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valentia, south by east, calm, 27 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east-southeast 1, 5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west 1, 27 miles, 1019, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, west by north 3, 11 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure extending from the southwest across the British Isles will persist, maintaining light to moderate breezes over the coastal waters, although drizzle and fog patches will affect some western and northern areas at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, but westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 at first to the west and north of Orkney. Drizzle and fog patches later in northwest. Good, occasionally poor, but very poor at times later in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, fair, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable but often northerly in west, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 3 or 4 at first in Bristol Channel, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then north or northwest 2 or 3 later. Fog patches for a time, good, occasionally poor or very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 for a time in west and north. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later in north, and 3 in south, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day here on Radio 4. Thank you so much for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland, and I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very safe and peaceful one. It's good night from me, and in Manx, Evie.
Hello, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom. Coming up on the BBC World Service, a second night of heavy American strikes on Iran. We'll ask our international editor how close we are to war breaking out again.
I think what we're going to see is a lot of these ups and downs, probably more escalations, more oscillations, some more talks.
Also in the programme, King Charles pardons the last woman to die by execution more than 7 decades ago, after recognising she was an abuse victim.
Ruth was portrayed at the time of the execution to be this cold-blooded killer. Looking at her behaviour through a modern-day lens, we now realise that was a traumatised woman.
And a surprising winner at Wimbledon.
3 match points for the wild card for a place in the Wimbledon semi-finals. Yes. He finishes it with an ace! Drops his racket and falls almost in slow motion to the centre court grass.
We'll tell you that story. Stay with us.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. President Trump has warned that attacks on Iran could get much worse as the US launched new airstrikes, including near the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state media reported explosions in several coastal areas, including Bandar Abbas and Chabahar, where there are also power cuts. The US military said the goal was to further degrade Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation. Ione Wells is in Washington.
The US said it hit more than 80 targets last night in response to attacks on 3 commercial vessels. It's no surprise that the strikes are now continuing after Donald Trump warned he would hit them hard tonight. Both sides have accused each other of violating the ceasefire and memorandum for ending the war, which was signed to allow talks about a more permanent truce to continue. Earlier today, Donald Trump called the Iranian regime scum and decried the ceasefire as over. He did say talks could continue, though, despite describing them as a waste of time.
President Trump has